Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today for another episode of A Course in Miracles, the best hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at truththought.org if you would like to find more content from me and my beautiful wife who joins me this morning, Rev. Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be with you.
I'm so happy to be here.
So we're going to be doing a discussion of Lesson 88. We'll be reading the lesson. It's a review of Lessons 75 and 76. We'll be read those lessons, read the lesson, if you will. And then we'll have a discussion. But before we begin, let's do an attunement.
So taking a nice deep breath together. And pausing in this infinite moment, allowing my voice to become the voice of the higher self. I know who you are.
I know who you are.
I know who you are, beloved.
I know who you are, beloved.
I know who you are. I am. I am. Spirit. I am spirit, unlimited and free. I know what I am.
I know what I am.
I am Christ.
As Christ, in perfect safety.
I release all tension.
As Christ, in perfect safety.
I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of the mind of God.
I accept
the love of God.
I accept
the love of God.
I accept
the love of God. Feel that. And in this holy instant, joined in heart and mind with love, we allow Spirit, Holy and Divine, to guide us in this conversation and illuminate our way.
Beautiful.
Today, we will review these ideas. Number 75, the light has come. In choosing salvation rather than attack, I merely choose to recognize what is already here. Salvation is a decision made already. Attack and grievances are not there to choose. That is why I always choose between truth and illusion, between what is there and what is not. The light has come. I can but choose the light, for it has no alternative. It has replaced the darkness and the dark is gone. These would prove useful forms for specific applications of this idea. This cannot show me darkness, for the light has come. The light in you is all that I would see. And you can apply a name. I would see in this only what is there. The light has come.
I am under no laws but God's. Here is the perfect statement of my freedom. I am under no laws but God's. I am constantly tempted to make up other laws and give them power over me. I suffer only because of my belief in them. They have no real effect on me at all. I am perfectly free of the effects of all laws save God's. And His are the laws of freedom. For specific forms in applying this idea, these ideas would be useful. My perception of this shows me I believe in laws which do not exist. I see only the laws of God at work in this. Let me allow God's laws to work in this and not my own. The light has come. I am under no laws but God's. And so it is. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Before we continue our discussion, let's take a good deep breath. The light in you is all I would see, Reverend A. When we say, I know who you are, I see the light in you. When we were married a few years ago, we used this language as our vows. And it was really hard to do because all I could do was cry. Yeah, you know, because I felt such a, the energy of love is so recognizable. Once you really get it, you know, you really can recognize it and you can be in it. I love the language of A Course in Miracles because it's so clear, you know, that it doesn't leave us, it's unambiguous. It doesn't leave us much room for alternative, for it has no alternative. The light has come. I can but choose the light. Because the darkness is really, you know, it has no power. I mean, you can amass or try to manifest the perfect darkness, right, and put yourself in it, and you still really, even with the body's eyes and with the mind, you see, you know, you can't, you say, well, I can't see around the room, okay, as an example. Yeah, but you're still seeing things. You're seeing with the mind. You're seeing images. You're seeing things. But the smallest candle can be seen in the midst of the largest container of darkness, so to speak. In fact, the darker it is, the easier it is to see that little light. It's really there. And that little light is who we are. We are representatives of one or the other. And that's what this teaching is about. It's very simple. There's only one problem, that we can represent darkness or we can represent the light. Mm. We can represent illusion or we can represent a truth. Mm. And the question that we only need to ask ourselves, and it takes just a little willingness, is what am I representing? And so what is the truth? And when we get to that question, we join with spirit and mind and heart, wholehearted, and just simply say, what is the truth? We could follow it with, am I seeing the light? You know, am I being the light? Or am I being the representative of light? Or am I being the representative of darkness? You know, because the light is all around. We can't diminish it. We can't, we can fool ourselves into thinking that we're covering it up, but it's like, it's a bright, beautiful day, and suddenly it's a dark, rainy, sunny day. And, you know, an airplane ride will show us that it's really, the sun was never gone. Mm. You know, we just get above the idea. The clouds are those ideas that we have that mask the truth of who and what we are. Mm. So we choose today to see our brothers and sisters in the light of their innocence, of their perfection, not as bodies, but as ideas of love being extended through, from, and within the mind of God, emanating from the heart into this universe that we call the world. We have an opportunity to bless by simply loving and withholding judgment.
Beautiful. The light has come. And as you're teaching, it never went anywhere. And that which is perceived as darkness is illusion. We're ever really only given one choice. And in our free will, we believe that there are two. And two represented by many. And we become distracted. How good it is to remember this day. The light has come. It never went anywhere. It is you. It is me. Not as body, as Brother T reminds us, but as divine ideas and the heart and mind of God and the heart and mind of all that is. I am under no law but God's. This one in particular has moved me because I realize all the laws that I created for myself that I believed had power, that kept me small and afraid, and how joyful it is to see that for what it is, to forgive it, and to remember then that there are no laws but God's. So all of the little grievances that I have that have bubbled up during the last several weeks of these lessons, all of those little grievances and the ways that I hurt myself all actually represent laws. If I look at them, I can see the little axiom that might say something like, I'm not worthy, or might say something like, you're not good enough, or might say something like if you follow your good, you'll experience loss. So don't love too deeply. Don't give yourself too fully. You know, those are little axioms. They're little laws that are hiding beneath the grievances. Because when we commit to these other laws, it hurts ourselves from the light that we are, from being the emissaries and the teachers of love. That's painful. It hurts to stay small. It hurts us and the world to beat ourselves up and then to therefore beat one another up. It's painful and it need not be. Thank God there's only God's law, which is love, which is love heals all things, which is only love is real. And what is the only truth and the only reality has no opposites. It's all encompassing, and therein lies this teaching. The laws of God are, you are my beloved in whom I am so well pleased. The law of God is, you are already with me now. Wake up, beloved. I am here. I am here. I am here. The law of love is that you are created as love and therefore as Christ, and that all is already given, beloved. That's the law of God. Today's a day of celebration.
Absolutely.
Glory, hallelujah. All those little laws I made, they mean nothing. I can let them go. I can offer them through my forgiveness to spirit, holy and divine, so that true perception may wash over me and I may see clearly, that I may see the light has already come, that I am that light, and that I am under no laws but God's. This is my freedom. It says, this is my perfect statement of freedom. And any one of us who are on the spiritual path, we have sought to be free of something. This is our key to freedom, that we are under no law but God's. I am perfectly free of the effects of all laws except God's. I'm free of the effects of the laws that I made or the laws of the world. I'm free of those laws. God's law is of freedom. I am under no law but God's. The light has come. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, Infinite Spirit. May we go forth this day with the Holy Spirit whispering in our ears, illuminating our vision, speaking through our heart, and aligned in this will of love,
These lessons transform us this day. We are made new. We are home. We are free. We are free. We are free. And so it is.
And so it is. Beautiful. The light has come. I am under no laws but God's. Thank you for being with us, Mighty Companion.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in